House Republicans are touting their version of the budget as a proposal that decreases spending growth in several places, keeps taxes stable, and invests $170 million more in the opioid crisis. Above all else, the state constitution requires the General Assembly to pass a balanced budget, which the House did, according to Republican Speaker Cliff Rosenberger of Clarksville.
We passed a fiscally balanced budget with the numbers that we have to look at, and you know those numbers are going to change. This is a process, and come conference committee, we'll have another different look at it that's going to have different numbers, and we'll still have a balanced budget.
Governor John Kasich said the budget needed to be trimmed by $800 million. Some estimates say senators will now have to cut another $400 million in order to reach that mark. Democratic House Minority Leader Fred Strayhorn of Dayton is among those who believe the budget is not balanced right now. He believes the state could use some of the $2 billion in the Rainy Day Fund to lighten the load, and likened Ohio's economy to a car.
And not just take your foot off the gas and coast into a recession, but maybe put the brakes on that. And so if we don't use the budget stabilization fund to stabilize our budget, it is my belief that we will make the economy in Ohio worse.
The budget also requires the Kasich administration to seek approval from the state controlling board every 6 months to spend Medicaid expansion money. Kasich's office says part of a balanced budget is having a healthy workforce, which is strengthened by Medicaid expansion. And a Kasich spokesperson says that's why that amendment is troubling. The bill now moves to the Senate, where committees have already started informal hearings. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.